Hello, fellow humans. Today I'm going to explain how capitalism is a form of addiction and how we can escape it. Addiction is typically understood as having several features. People suffering from substance use disorders often experience a lack of control, such as cravings and failed attempts to quit. Negative consequences, such as problems at work and in relationships, and a failure to quit using the substance despite negative consequences. Addiction is a sickness because it does not allow the organism to live a healthy life. Same with capitalism. It's a sickness on society because it does not allow us to develop in healthy environments and it denies us the possibility to reach our potential of well-being and satisfaction in life. The core addiction in capitalism is with eternal economic growth, which is a decoy expression for capital accumulation. This began roughly in the 16th century England when lords demanded independence from the ruling monarch, which meant that they took possession over the lands on which peasants were working. Much like cancer is a byproduct of biological evolution, so was the desire to accumulate wealth and power even before capitalism. Fast forward to 1944. A bunch of elite humans were sitting in a conference room rubbing elbows with each other in a place called the Bretton Woods Resort in New Hampshire. The vast majority of them were white rich men. These men took the suggestion from economist Simon Kuznets and solidified the use of the gross domestic product as a measure of economic progress. When GDP grows, we have progress. If we want progress, we must grow the GDP. But progress is good, no? It depends. When a cancer expands, that is progress for cancer. Those who bought shares in Cancer Incorporated are quite happy, but the body that carries the cancer, not so much. So it really depends what we measure with GDP. Deforestation is good for the GDP. But caring for your family, volunteering in your community, is not good for the GDP because no money is exchanged. Growth does not operate in a vacuum. All empires in history wanted growth and expansion. What is different under capitalism is that growth provides the motivation for all economic activity. Normally, economic activity is supposed to serve the basic needs of humans, but capitalism forces entrepreneurs to do way more than that, at all scales, small and big. In the TV series The Bear, Ibrahim was running a popular sandwich kiosk on the side of the restaurant. He hired a business consultant to help him make the kiosk more efficient. The advice of the consultant? Make a franchise. Expand. Why? More locations will create more overall profit because costs will go down when you copy-paste a successful business formula. At the mega scale, mergers and acquisitions of billions of dollars between large companies have the same motivation in mind: reduce cost and increase profit. In other words, grow. What is wrong with this picture? All this growth is not needed. It does not satisfy more human needs. It only creates more profit. The problem with needs, which are basic requirements for living, is that they cannot be created. They exist as a consequence of evolution and culture. What can be created are wants, which are desires to consume, but are not requirements for living. Here are some examples of basic needs. Living in a simple house with an average density of one human per room, guaranteed access to healthcare, guaranteed access to education. Here are some examples of wants. Owning several properties, owning more than one car, flying by plane more than once a year, having wealth over $5 million, and in general, wealth accumulation for social status, which is beyond the satisfaction of basic and reasonable needs. You get the point. In order to maintain the growth machine, capitalism tries really, really hard to create wants by manipulating us psychologically to keep buying over and over again. This manipulation is pure evil because it messes directly with our brains by stimulating the production of dopamine, which is a chemical substance that acts as a neurotransmitter. Neuroscientist Robert Sapolsky writes about dopamine. Individual differences in dopamine signaling are relevant to reward, anticipation, motivation, addiction, gratification postponement, long-term planning, risk-taking, novelty-seeking, salience of cues, and ability to focus. You know, things pertinent to our judging, say whether someone could have transcended their dire circumstances if only they could have shown more self-discipline. He goes on to explain that people who have the identical gene variant for the production of dopamine, but live in different environments, will have dramatically different effects of the gene variant depending on environment. That means the environment determines how the gene is expressed, how dopamine is produced. When capitalism tries to control our environment, it wants to do exactly that, control the production of dopamine, which controls our behavior. Capitalism is an evil system of control that is way more subtle than any North Korean regime ever hoped to be. When selling directly is becoming difficult, capitalism has invented the addiction to platforms, such as social media or streaming services. On many platforms, buying is not required, but it is highly recommended if you want a quality service. Remember the episode Common People from Black Mirror, where Amanda accepts to be hooked up to a virtual cloud just to stay alive, and the subscription to the cloud was getting more and more expensive? Social media has become so toxic that many people validate their identity and self-esteem through social media in how successful and accepted they are on those platforms. In the background, capitalists suck profits through selling to advertisers our personal data obtained without explicit consent. In his 2024 book, The Anxious Generation, social psychologist Jonathan Haidt presents a dark picture. Around 2012, a steep rise in anxiety, depression, and self-esteem among adolescents began, particularly among girls. The cause? Smartphones and social media. Whistleblower Sarah Wynne Williams describes in excruciating detail in her book Careless People how Mark Zuckerberg and the other executives at Facebook knew very well about the severe damage they are causing to mental health and democracy, but they could not care less because they wanted only one thing: growth. Brazil, France, Norway, and Turkey all make the global top 10 countries with the highest percentage of time used on smartphones. Addiction capitalism is a global phenomenon. A study reports that 80% of Americans check their phones within 10 minutes of waking up. Almost 50% do not remember the last time they went 24 hours without their phones. 40% self-describe as phone addicted. Companies offer products that will produce a burst release of dopamine in a way that conditions and ultimately changes the brain and develops certain addictive behaviors, which is to say, behaviors that are harmful, writes David Courtwright, the author of The Age of Addiction. He also goes on to say, I'm not anti-capitalism, but I'm calling attention to a certain species of capitalism that cultivates addictive behavior for profit. He came so close. If he only made the next step to realize that the system itself is the sickness. Craving attention on social media is a sickness. Online popularity that has no real-life moral standing is a sickness. Compare what Bernie Sanders is doing online versus in real life against a random influencer online versus real life. Who is real? Who has moral standards? And who is a grifter, only looking to make money? A weakling crying for attention, having nothing of moral worth to offer in real life. Capitalism may appear as an invisible doctrine, but it's not impenetrable. It is held together by simple doctrines. Growth at the core, then the doctrine of proportionality that says the more property you own, the more power you yield in society. the doctrine of dispossession that says you can take property by whatever means and turn it into profit-making capital, and the doctrine of hierarchies that says people must obey unelected executives and boards of directors who have monopoly power over how capital is used. Capitalism is not about the private ownership of the means of production. Capitalism is not about free markets. These have existed before and will exist after capitalism. Capitalism is about the four fundamental causal vectors that motivate humans to behave in certain ways when they engage in economic activity. To escape the addiction to capitalism, these causal vectors, or doctrines as I call them, must be phased out and replaced with principles that do not cause addiction and actually work for the satisfaction of basic needs while improving the quality of life for all humans without blowing up the planet in the process. That is progress. Thank you for watching and for supporting me on Patreon. I think we can do better than TikTok and addiction to reels that cause brain rot. The owners of capital want us addicted. It is time we took back our freedom. We took back our attention from their capital and put it back into our own life. Increase the peace.